The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Can we agree that Brian Hoyer, he's playing all right. He's not a huge plus for this team, but he's kind of far down the list of real problems, isn't he?
The way he's playing, if you had a good team, you'd be fine. His total QBR is top 10, and I know everybody wants to focus on that.
That's because it's the easy, lazy thing to do.
It is the easy, lazy thing to do. The real problem with this team has been the defense this year. You built a defense that was supposed to carry your team. They haven't. They've been awful. And I like Mark Vandermeer a lot. I think he does a great, great job as the play-by-play guy.
Oh, you saw his tweet.
I cannot believe a grown man would tweet out, rock and roll, because the Texans are tied for the lead at 3-5, and the Colts lost.
Rock and roll!
And I have no love for the Colts. I'm glad to see them lose.
But just because the Colts suck doesn't mean that you suck any less.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff, like you just heard there. All available on podcastarena.com. Go check it out. Full show podcast. You can also listen to us on TuneIn Radio. You can also get us on the ESPN Radio app. And, you know, of course, the usual way, ESPN 975. So I was going back and looking. Okay, so the Polian drafts, which started with Manning.
Mm-hmm.
They had a pretty good run for a while here. First round picks after that, Edger and James. Rob Morris, a linebacker who played with him for a while. Reggie Wayne. Dwight Freeney. Robert Mathis in the fifth round. Dallas Clark in the first round. Bob Sanders in 2004 in the second round.
Yeah, that's they did some good things. Man.
But then it kind of falls off. And probably why things went to hell. Their first round pick in 2005, Marlon Jackson. Joseph Addai in 2006. He was okay. But then Anthony Gonzalez, 2007. And Tony Ugo was the tackle they took in the second round. They did get Pierre Garçon in the sixth round in 2008. That's about the highlight. Mm-hmm. And then Donald Brown, Feely Moala in 2009. So, I mean, Jerry Hughes, they took in 2010. And I think they took the right guy. They
didn't coach him up right.
No. Costanzo in 2011 was his last draft. Gregson's first draft, he got Luck, Fleener, Allen, and T.Y. Hilton in his first four picks. And since then, well, there's Bjorn Werner.
Bjorn Werner, yeah.
There's Jack Muhort. Dante Moncrief in the third round. But then he took Philip Dorsett this year. It's kind of like, eh, the hell are you doing? Anyway. 713-780-ESPN's your number. We will scoot over to the, whenever they start doing the rankings, we will we'll scoot over to that and tell you so you can listen to them, and then we'll come back and talk about them. So this is always a little awkward the first week till we see how they do it. It's on TV now. When they start actually cutting to, you know, the teams they're going to talk about, then you know, right now they're talking about their own top four. But once they do that, we'll cut over to it so you can listen to it. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's squeeze a phone call while we're waiting. Michael, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hello.
Hey, sports.
Hey, I got a question. With all these injuries that's going on in the NFL with tendons, like MCLs, ACLs, and Achilles, you see the football players getting bigger every year, muscular-wise, but are their tendons being able to be built like their muscles? What would y'all take on that be?
Like, listen, you can't You can't work out your ACL. I mean, you have an ACL, and its job is to hold some things into place. And Jong is, you know, a lot smaller than me, and his ACL might be stronger than mine, for all I know. But mine's got to work with the body that I carry around on it, and Jong's has to work with the body he carries around on his. There's no exercises you can do to make your ACL stronger.
Same thing with an Achilles, is getting very common, and unfortunately an Achilles injury is pretty devastating, but there's nothing you can do about it. Jerome had it when we were doing that Rockets tournament one year. He just, you know, and it wasn't like he jumped. He just took a step, and his Achilles went. You saw it with nobody touched Arian Foster. He just took a step, and it went.
But with bigger, stronger athletes, bigger, faster athletes, it's more likely to happen because you're moving around a lot of weight. You're moving it around really fast.
All right, we're going to scoot over now to tell you who's in.
25, one of those teams from the group of five, Houston, 8-0. Toledo also one of the unbeatens. Houston has had a terrible strength of schedule, and then Temple still in the top 25 after the single loss in a tight, tough game against Notre Dame.
Houston, Toledo, and Temple, all three right there in that top 25 spot.
And then you go 16 through 20, Mississippi State, A&M, and Ole Miss, counting it up 20 to 18. Michigan, a two-loss team, and Florida State, only the loss on the fluke play at the end against Georgia Tech, but not necessarily highly regarded by the selection committee, is Florida State's strength of schedule is not great at 62. Their strength of record, which measures how well you played against your schedule, according to our metrics people, ranks in the top 20, but that's about it. So the Seminoles sitting at 16 with a huge game coming up against Clemson this weekend. In the top 15, undefeated Oklahoma State, who has TCU this weekend, is a spot ahead of their Bedlam rival Oklahoma, who has... Oklahoma is very similar to Ohio State last year, a team that's playing very well, but they have a terrible loss on their resume with a loss to Texas.
Yeah, and their best win right now, Tennessee, who's 4-4.
4-14.
Wasn't the greatest thing. But how about Memphis at 13? I think that's interesting. I think you could make a case to put them higher.
I thought Stanford would be a little higher also.
Memphis has a two-touchdown win over Ole Miss. I mean, two-touchdown win and undefeated. I think move them higher than that.
Well, one of the important things, too, is you had a couple of other teams from the American Conference ranked. Now, whether they stay that way, that could further boost Memphis' resume. And should Ole Miss win the SEC championship, that would be quite a bullet point on the Tiger resume. So that's how we have them through 11. Stanford sitting at 11. I thought Florida might be a little bit higher. They only lost on the road against LSU. And look at Iowa, undefeated. Strength of schedule has not been great, among the worst in the Power 5 conferences, but they're perfect.
Here's what's interesting is Notre Dame is ranked above Florida. So later on, Clemson's record with Notre Dame on it and LSU with Florida on it, Clemson's going to have a better record right now because their team that they beat is higher. I thought Florida would be a little higher also.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
In any realm in this world, should Iowa be ranked ahead of Memphis?
If people on the selection committee believe that they're better.
You said when you look at these teams, when you say with Alabama,
win over Wisconsin,
but when you look at Iowa, I would say that, yes, it is feasible that Iowa's higher than Memphis.
And, you know, the other thing, David, I think that is fair. Memphis is prolific offensively for sure, but Memphis has also had four or five games this year in which they've had double-digit deficits. Now, they deserve a lot of credit for being able to come back and win those games, but at the same time, they also have to deal with the fact that they've trailed a lot of teams, but still a solid ranking for the Tigers. So we've gone 25 through 7. Herbie, what's your reaction to what you've seen so far?
Reese, it might have been you or David said Oklahoma kind of stood out, and everybody always wants to use last year as a blueprint for what might happen this year, and that doesn't always pan out, as we know. But I've always thought Oklahoma, even with the loss to Texas, because of what's coming in November, I didn't know where they would end up. What are they, in the top 15 or 16?
15.
Somewhere in that range. Okay, so with the schedule that they have coming up, Oklahoma is a team that will have their opportunities. Florida, you know, we get so caught up in the SEC West that Florida just keeps winning football games, and you just wonder, with a lot of these teams playing each other in front of them, if Florida just keeps winning games, and whoever comes out of the West, if it's an LSU or if it's an Alabama, it's a highly ranked team, could Florida become one of those teams all of a sudden that works their way up into position and gets up into the top four? With this first release, clearly the committee's pretty impressed with what Florida's done.
And I agree. Their strength of schedule is high. It's in the top six in the country. And to further the point that I made and that Herbie expounded upon about Oklahoma and Ohio State in the initial college football playoff rankings, which came a week earlier last year, Ohio State was 16. Yeah. At this point last year, when there were 5 weekends left in the season, Ohio State was 14, and Oklahoma's sitting right between that at 15. What's your reaction to what you saw?
I thought Stanford would be a little higher. I thought, and you mentioned this earlier, that Florida deserved to be a little higher because, like you mentioned, if you look at these teams play, Florida's another one of those teams. I mean, they lost by 7 points to LSU, who will clearly be in the top six. They are a good defensive football team, and the committee will look at that.
I think it's going to be interesting because you look at Iowa right now sitting at the 9 spot, I think it was. Mm. Was it 9? The next 4 games are W's, most likely. I mean, they could stub their toe, but I wonder how high you get. And you probably say why they play against Ohio State in the championship game if it is Ohio State or Michigan State. And then, but I think you're talking about down the road, more importantly for New Year's 6 implications, even if they lost a game there. It'll be interesting to watch Iowa.
A lot of ifs, and remember, this is just a starting point. So many of these teams play against each other. So let's take a look. The college football playoff rankings, the top six, again, brought to you by Allstate. Here's how we do it. We count it down from the top and leave you a little suspense at the bottom. The number one team, according to the selection committee, and I expected this, the Clemson Tigers. David also thought that Clemson would be number one, and Dabo Swinney's going to join us later on.
He's going to do the whip of the nene?
Not until they get into the playoff.
Okay.
At number two, LSU is second. LSU going to Alabama this weekend. So the committee placing some value on strength of schedule, some quality wins, which frankly Ohio State hasn't had the opportunity to accomplish yet. So who is number three? The Buckeyes are sitting at third, the reigning national champions, longest winning streak in the country, but they are sitting at third. So there's one more spot left. 4, 5, and 6, you can figure out who the teams are. Let's compare the resumes of those three teams right now, Alabama, Baylor, and Notre Dame, with only the 2-point loss on the road to the number one team, according to the selection committee, and Clemson. Baylor doesn't have a top 25 win yet. This is based on the committee's current rankings. And Notre Dame and Alabama, each with one win. Notre Dame's coming last week against Temple. So the fourth-ranked team, according to the selection committee, is Alabama. Polly, did you go 4 for 4?
No, I had LSU at 3.
But you Alabama had the four teams,
four.
Right?
I had the four teams.
And then
Notre Dame at 5.
Notre Dame at 5, Baylor at 6. No Big 12 teams in the top four right now, but you think that's going to change based on the way the schedule is set up for the month of November in the Big 12. And obviously, Alabama and LSU will play itself out in Tuscaloosa on Saturday night. So you see the top four, Clemson, Alabama, LSU, and Ohio State. Maybe a little bit of a surprise to some, but as you started looking over the numbers, I thought that Clemson and LSU, one of those two, would have a chance to be number one. Kirk, are you at all surprised by what you saw from the top four?
Not necessarily. I guess at 4, it's standing ovation for me that the committee is not looking at it from an old school way of thinking and saying, well, we have to give the teams that are unbeaten the benefit of the doubt and let's stack up all these one loss teams. I love this about the committee. I love this about this playoff, is the recognizing Alabama, recognizing Notre Dame, what these teams are doing despite their one loss, and sending people, you know, through the rooftop of how frustrated they'll be if their team's unbeaten. And I'll go back to Art Briles, who said that he's going to schedule whoever he wants to schedule in the non-conference, and if they win out and they're undefeated, they're going to be in. Well, there's a long way to go, and Art Briles and Baylor still have some tough teams to play in their conference. But if it comes down to it once again, and it's a Baylor at their 4, 5, and 6, and they're looking at the committee on a resume, yep, and they're looking at non-conference, I'm telling you, it could backfire again on Baylor just based on they've been the most dominant team by far, but the committee's putting them at 6 just because of that schedule.
And you also wonder about the impact of Baylor losing Seth Russell, too, but then just from a pure resume standpoint, I know they look at it up to this point. Pure resume standpoint, I know Alabama's going to be the one that gets a lot of attention here. Their strength of schedule at the moment is 3rd in the country. Baylor's is 109th. So clearly the committee's put an emphasis.
But I also think the committee can squash that too, because they got Ohio State in the Final Four last year with a third string quarterback. So I don't.
But they saw him play by the time they did.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I think what they look at, what this shows you is, like Kirk said, I love it. You know, Conway Twitty doesn't have a top hit. This is about who you've beaten. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't old school where you were to start the season or what's moving up or if you're undefeated. Alabama lost. If you look at the...
All right, Conway Twitty, what? What?
Yeah, I can't take much more of that.
All right, yeah, we'll come back. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break it down and see what you guys think. You're on a local Music Tuesday on the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Downcast
on a park bench.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Let's give something away real quick. How about win WWE 2K16 for Xbox One? Get in the ring and raise some hell with your favorite superstars, divas, and legends, offering the biggest roster in WWE video gaming history with over 120 WWE stars. Play WWE 2K16 Showcase, starring WWE legend Stone Cold Steve Austin, or check out My Career Mode and create your own star. WWE,
I've got it.
You got it?
I got it.
Wow. WWE 2K16 is the most in-your-face WWE video game of all time. Get it now on all major video game platforms, rated T for teen. This is for Xbox One, caller 20. See, I love wrestling games.
I do too. I hate pro wrestling, but I love wrestling video games.
So if one of those pops up for Xbox 360, just so you know.
She said only Xbox One and PS4 that we receive.
Okay. I told you, it's happening, Fred.
Well, I'm sure one will show up.
Maybe if you said
the basketball one did.
Maybe if you send an email to the game makers on your typewriter, they'll...
Get out. Get out of here, dickweed. All right, a couple of things on this. In case you missed it, the top four, Clemson, LSU, Ohio State, Alabama. Notre Dame, fifth. I have to say I'm a little surprised to see Alabama and Notre Dame that high. When you look at Alabama's schedule... Who's their best win?
I mean,
it's probably Aggie.
Yeah, Aggie or Wisconsin.
And Wisconsin lost to Iowa.
Yeah.
So they're not very good. Their other wins are Middle Tennessee. They lose to Ole Miss. Louisiana Monroe. Georgia, who's turned out to be garbage. Arkansas, they were losing that game and come back and barely win, 13 points. They crush Aggie, and they barely beat Tennessee 19-14.
Yeah.
It's not going to matter, because if they beat LSU...
They deserve to be there.
They deserve to be there.
And if they lose, they're done.
Yeah, and then they'll have Mississippi State and Auburn, which good but not great wins.
It's not good enough to get them back in.
Boy, I don't look at that, and I don't know how you look at that and say, wow, that's clearly number four. I think a little bit of it is basically you're putting them in there because of the name on the jerseys.
Maybe that's part of it, but I don't know that there's necessarily like a great argument for anybody else.
I'm not going to make an argument for Baylor.
It's like I was saying before, like the top three are the top three, and if somehow they mess that up, I'd be concerned. But after those three,
yeah,
I think everybody's kind of the same. I think they've got the top three right. Yeah, I don't know for sure that Alabama's not better than Baylor or TCU. I don't know for sure that Michigan State's not better than Alabama. I don't know that Stanford or Notre Dame aren't better than those teams. I don't know. I do know those three teams that are at the top have done enough and deserve to be at the top. The fourth spot, obviously, there's still going to be a lot of shaking happen, going on. But as it stands, I mean, it's the first rankings. I know everybody's like, oh, the SEC getting all the love. This ranking doesn't matter.
These teams play each other.
Yeah, so LSU is going to play Alabama on Saturday, and one of those two teams is not going to be in the top four anymore. So that's what it boils down to. And Baylor and TCU eventually are going to play, and one of those teams is going to fall out. That's just the way this works. So there's always the insta-panic, but it's all for naught.
And
it's clear they're not rewarding style points.
No.
You know?
No. And a bunch of people upset that UH is only 25, but I would say I'd be encouraged by that. because Memphis is 13. And if you take care of your business on your schedule, let's be honest. I love UH, but you know how many teams they've beaten with a winning record this year?
Louisville.
Nope, 4-4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess
so. None. They haven't beaten a team with a winning record.
Yeah, Vanderbilt didn't have a winning record.
No. I mean, and well, those are good wins. That's the kind of thing they're looking at. But that's all about to change because if they win,
they're going to have a chance.
If they win this week, they're playing a Cincinnati team whose only three losses are to Memphis, Temple, and BYU. This is a good football team that puts up a lot of points. That's going to help you. Then you get to play the team that's probably, I would say next week, depending on what happens this week, Memphis might be pushing the top 10. You win that, you're taking a huge jump. So it's all right there in front of you. And then you'll pick up some points at the end for Navy and then Temple too. If you go and win all those games, then you'll be up there where Memphis is. And Memphis deserves to be there because they beat an SEC team. And that's the best win for any of these non-Power Fives. I would say Temple beating Penn State is probably second. But I think that if you're a UH fan, yeah, you see 25, you think that's a little low. But the good news is, it's just like a lot of these teams. It's all laid out right there in front of them. And they'll wind up being the non-Power 5 school in a bowl if they win out. I don't think there's any doubt about that because they're going to have four quality wins in their next five games, including over the number 13 team in this poll. Three ranked teams that they would beat. No, two ranked teams. Yeah, they'd have two ranked teams. So, and two winning teams with Navy and Cincinnati. So I'm not discouraged at all. But when you look at some of these, like Iowa, number 8, really?
I mean, they're undefeated.
Yeah, they are.
And you know what they did do? I don't have much love for Iowa, but what Iowa did that a lot of other teams didn't do is they played two Power 5 opponents non-conference. And I think there's something to be said for that. Yeah. They played Pittsburgh non-conference, and they played Iowa State non-conference. So
and
neither one of those are great, but
well, Pittsburgh was ranked, and they did beat them. That was a tough game. They beat them by 3, and they're not exactly blowing away some of these really bad teams. But if you compare,
but that's what I said. Style points doesn't seem to matter to these guys, which is why Baylor isn't in the top 4. Because the only reason to put Baylor in the top 4 is style points.
They look pretty.
I mean, yeah, they've been blowing bad teams out. And they look good doing what they're doing. But clearly, style points aren't that important to the committee right now. So Notre Dame, who doesn't have a lot of style points and has a loss, is ranked ahead because they've played a meaty schedule. You know what I mean? They're rewarding them for the games that they've scheduled.
Well, and even that game last week against Temple, I mean, that's a team that's in the top 25 of their poll. And they went on the road to do that. So when you look at who they played, Texas, which hasn't turned out to be that great.
But
you reward a team for scheduling Texas, even though Texas is down.
Right.
At Virginia, Georgia Tech, who at the time we thought was good.
Right.
UMass, the Clemson loss. They beat Navy pretty handily. They beat USC, and they beat Temple. That's a pretty good... As much as I don't think they belong there, that's a pretty good resume. But they get really. We'll find out more about them. They go to Pitt. That'll be that'll be a decent win. Just like it was, you'd be able to compare that to Iowa.
Yeah,
and then Stanford the last week.
Michigan State has less style points than anybody. I mean, they have no style points.
Yeah,
and they're right there with Baylor.
So it's interesting. I think. I guess. It goes back to what you were saying. You could take the top 3. As long as they get the top 3 right, doesn't matter. I mean, you can make an argument for any of these schools. I've just been arguing against Alabama because I watch them, and I look at their resume, which just isn't as impressive as you would think it would be for Alabama. But it'll get settled because if they beat LSU, then that's a much different animal. And you still beat Auburn and those guys coming down the stretch, and then your season looks a lot better. But, again, I guess they're being rewarded for playing Wisconsin out of conference, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, I got to tell you about Tupelo's. And we're going to be out there next month. Love going out there. And you've heard me talk about how they got the great TV set up. They got all the great food. They got all the great people working there. But you know what? The great thing about what Chip's done at Tupelo's, it's just a place where you can go and be comfortable and enjoy whatever sport you want to watch. You want to go out and watch Tuesday night college football tonight? they're your place. You want to watch the Rockets, that's your place to go. On the weekends for college football, for the NFL, man, if you're on the north side of town, there's no better place to go than Two Below's because they're going to take care of you. And it's a great place for the whole family. If you want to take the kids, then, hey, you're not going to be out of place. If you don't want to take the kids, you want to go sit up there at the bar, you're not going to be out of place either. It's just a comfortable neighborhood bar that's bigger than that because they take care of you. And that's what I like about Two Below's. You go in there and you feel like you're at home. And trust me, you're going to feel the same way. Go check them out. Go tell Chip and the gang you heard about them on the Blitz and you heard how great they were and you want to go in there and let them prove it to you because they will. They're at 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. And I promise you, go catch your sports there. You're going to love it. That's Two Below's, twobelows.com.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Let's give away something else. $25 gift card to Genghis Grill. Over 80 fresh ingredients for you to make the perfect bowl. No two bowls are the same. Bring your friends and see if you can conquer our infamous fishbowl cocktails. Kids eat free on Tuesdays. Make sure you visit GenghisGrillHouston.com for your closest Genghis Grill. Caller 15. Actually, it says Tuesday Yes on here, but I figured it out. All right. If you want to get in on the college football thing, you can too. But, I mean, honestly,
this here's the
it's
other
fun
thing.
To talk about. It just doesn't mean anything right now.
Here's the other thing, and I think Alabama and Notre Dame – are good signs of this, and Baylor really needs to take note. You have to find a way to schedule at least one good, respectable non-conference opponent.
Yeah.
Because if you lose, you can come back from that. And you can look around this list and you see Stanford and you know Notre Dame and Alabama, Florida. You can afford to lose more than you can afford not to play anybody. Because when you don't play anybody non-conference, you've got zero wiggle room. None. None. And so if Baylor loses one game again, there is nobody who's going to feel bad for those guys if they don't make it. No, not one person will feel bad for them. You have to. And, man, I looked at Baylor's future schedule. I mean... It's a joke. It is a joke. They did schedule a home and home with Duke.
Okay, that's all right. That's going to be a quality game.
That's 2017 and 18. That goes along with Liberty, UTSA, and Abilene Christian.
No Incarnate Word.
No, they saved Incarnate Word for 2020. In 2019, they've got UTSA and Rice. 2020, Incarnate Word and Louisiana Tech. 2021. And 22, they scheduled home and homes with Louisiana Tech and Texas State. And then in 2023, they'll play Utah. I mean,
shame.
I don't feel any sympathy for them because they're not trying. I respect the team who goes just one. It's all I ask is one respectable non-conference opponent. And it doesn't, I mean, like Notre Dame. Notre Dame obviously is different because they play a bunch of great non-conference games. But just them scheduling Temple and having a game like that this year looks good for them. You know?
But to be fair, they didn't know Temple was going to be any good.
But just at least you've got it.
If Baylor had scheduled Temple and gone in there, and they would have tried to schedule them because they weren't any good. And then they turn out that. And that might happen with a UTSA or somebody like that where they wind up being better than you think.
Maybe
at
so.
Some point. But it at least. Go try to do something. Go try to get in one of these big preseason games that everybody, or not really preseason, but opening week games
yeah.
that everybody does. Go play one at Reliant or go play one at AT&T. Play Wisconsin, somebody like that. I don't really want to see Baylor, Wisconsin. But
you know who Baylor really should play? and it's not a Power 5 school, but it's one that I'd respect, is UH.
Yeah. Oh, Browse will never do that.
He'll never do it.
No.
But, you know, but that's Baylor is scared. Baylor, and that's why they'll – I almost cheer for Baylor to lose for that reason. Because they're setting themselves up to where, you know, they're trying to make it as simple for them as possible. They want the easiest road. And to me, that's not deserving.
Well, and I think it played out last year that way. If they lose a game here, it's going to play out that way again. They're not getting in. So.
If you're scared of wolf, don't go to the woods.
There's a wolf. So. Yeah. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. And it's sad because I think this is a good football team.
I do too.
Boy, you're going to talk about somebody trying to schedule pretty well. Here's UH's future schedules. 2016, Texas State and Louisville.
Okay.
Louisville here. 2017, at Arizona, Texas Tech in 2017 and 18.
That's awesome.
Then they've got Kansas in 19 and 20 and Texas Tech. And now Kansas might not be good now, but by then hopefully they'll be something.
No, they won't be. They'll never be
good again. Kansas in 19 and 2019 and 2020 and Texas Tech again in 21 and 22. So.
Well, I mean, kudos to those teams that you just read off for scheduling them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because it's easy to be scared and not schedule these programs that have like earned some respect, like the UH and Boise. You know, some of these teams that have consistently been pretty solid. It's easy to avoid those guys.
Yeah, Tech's had trouble with UH in the past, and they've scheduled them again because it's good for their recruiting to come down here and play. And you know, Arizona, that's a nice home and home. So anyway, I'm sure they've got an updated version because this doesn't have everybody, but somebody just sent me that. So I knew that they had Tech coming up in Kansas. I didn't realize they had Arizona on there as well. But 713-780-ESPN. And that's the thing. Let's say they run the table this year and Herman comes back next year and Greg Ward's back next year. They're starting off as a top 10 team.
You think so?
Yes, because they will win a New Year's Bowl. They'll
play in a New Year's Bowl.
No, they'll win a New Year's Bowl because they'll play one of these crap second tier Big 12 teams that is afraid to play them anyway.
Did you mention Oklahoma? U of H. That they've scheduled Oklahoma.
Yeah, they got Oklahoma too. So I don't know when that is. It's not on this one.
It's going to be next year actually, 2016, and the one in 2016 next year is going to be at Reliant, and then there's one at 2019 at Oklahoma.
That's pretty cool. Hmm. All right. Yeah, I knew they signed with Oklahoma too. I didn't realize that was next year that they were doing that.
Can we talk about the more important things that are going on in this city?
Like what?
Like the Church of Lucifer and Krispy Kreme opening the same day. Is that a coincidence?
I did not know the Church of Lucifer opened.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It opened in Old Town Spring. And there was a bunch of people protesting for like the last week. apparently, the Church of Lucifer opens on a Tuesday. That's like I don't know if that's a big Satan-y day or what.
Well, everybody hates Tuesdays, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I guess that's
we
a good
always
day
said
to go,
nothing great ever happened on a Tuesday.
That's a good day to go worship Lucifer, I suppose. And Krispy Kreme opened today on Westheimer, and it was insane today. Like, traffic was backed up all the way down Westheimer, like almost to our old office.
Well, apparently, people were parking on the streets, like where you can't go down Westheimer. You're not supposed to be parked on the street. They parked on the street to get to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. It was insane. And the Krispy Kreme people were like walking down, and this is like three blocks away from the actual store. They're walking out, handing out samples to the people waiting in line. I mean, there was like probably 200 cars in line.
All right,
donuts.
Can I say this? Those are crap donuts. I'm not a donut fan anyway, but I kept hearing about, Krispy Kreme, Krispy Kreme, Krispy Kreme. Went and tried them. It's like, these things are crap. They're not even average. They're just crap.
Yeah, I like Krispy Kreme sometime when they're hot, but I don't think Krispy Kreme's way better than Shipley's.
No.
Don't give me Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts is junk.
Yeah, but
that's junk.
But you know what? You don't even need that because there's about 50 little places that are, you know, owned by individuals that aren't chains in the city that have really good donuts.
Yeah.
That you could find almost every, you know, in every neighborhood. But you know, people fall in love with the The same thing with coffee shops. There's all these great little coffee shops, and people still drink Starbucks, which I think is crap also, but oh well. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
SportsCenter tweeted out, and this is a nice reminder, that of the initial rankings that got put out last year,
yeah,
were Mississippi State number one, Florida State number two, Auburn number three, Ole Miss number four. Florida State, the only one of those teams that ended up making the playoff last year. So
there you go.
Things change in a hurry. Alabama's initial rank was sixth, Oregon was fifth, and Ohio State was 16th at the time. So, all right, guys, going to tell you about the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. Part of the UT Physicians Group, if you've hurt yourself, you need to give these guys a call, see if they can improve your quality of life. They've long been recognized for their academic and medical achievements. The doctors there develop reputations for being accomplished and progressive, and they're dedicated to give you the best orthopedic care possible. They've developed systems to ensure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal, which is great. No one wants to sit around in that waiting room. They've got the three easily accessible locations, Katy, Sugarland, and Richmond. And the great thing is you can take care of everything in one spot. You do your consultation, diagnostic imaging, treatment, rehab, physical therapy, all in one building, so you're not driving all over town, fighting traffic, paying for parking, and missing work. Not with Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. Give them a call today, 281-344-1715. Let them get you started on the road back to health. Visit them online at rbjc.com. You'll learn more about the doctors there. You can schedule an appointment online, and a physician referral may not be necessary depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out. 281-344-1715 for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic.
If I could win the lotto, I would finally break away. Living out the dreams of a lighter, brighter day. Solving world peace and collecting fat pay. But if you've been there, you know
this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Patriots, Redskins, NFL, 12 p.m. Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back. We're here on the ESPN 97.5 road crew. Gear up for the game Wednesday at the University Co-op store in Uptown Park. Stop between 5 and 7 and get your UT gear for this weekend's game, Texas versus Kansas. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up the new edition of the Blitz t-shirt and get your Blitz on. All right. RJ Bell just tweeted out Vegas spread projection. Number four, Alabama favored by 1.5 points over number one, Clemson.
Shocker. Yeah, Todd Fuhrman, who's a lines maker, really smart guy. He was talking about, I wish for one day that the college football committee would set the lines and how much money we'd be able to make if they did that. So that's not going to happen, though. No. Vegas is smarter.
Somebody said they just passed that Krispy Kreme. There's still hundreds in line.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's a donut.
It's not that good. Goodness
Even
gracious.
If it's the best donut, it's still a donut.
Yeah. What it's are you not, waiting in line I mean, for?
It's one thing if you're waiting for like a burger or a pizza. That's a meal.
Or a beer.
Or a beer. Yeah.
A really good beer. Okay.
A donut is like that's a breakfast snack item. I mean, come on, man.
I mean, I don't know what... Those things have been available in stores forever around here, haven't they? Yeah, I'm telling you.
Maybe some people don't have microwaves.
Yeah, you can keep those things. KC says, want to know how to tell a great donut shop? Look for the ones with different company trucks in front. Salesmen know. It's salesmen and police officers. If I see a cop car there, I'm probably eating there.
Fred, come on.
I'm just saying.
That's a cheap joke. That's like the story I told yesterday about not stealing donut trucks.
No, but, yeah. That and Asians make great donuts. Most of the shops that I go to.
Oh, you know what else they do? No, give a hell of a massage.
I'm not wrong, am I,
right,
John?
John?
Which part?
Both.
Donut or the massage?
Donuts or massages?
I know one. I know one great Asian donut place, and it's on 518 near Teresa's place. I don't know who the other owners are for the donut places I go around town. And yes, Asians do get great massages.
So what you should do is open up a
donut massage place.
Exactly.
After you get a massage, you get a donut.
Yeah, that would take care of every fat guy in the city. Anyway, let's do
donuts.
This is what bleepage sounds like.
I got on one knee and prayed for that man. Come on, put Cliff together and do that.
Did the Seahawks accuse you of saying stuff when he was?
Nah, man, y'all did, man. Bullshit media did.
It looks like shit. Speed the shit up.
Let's go.
Get the call in. Speed the. I'm tired of watching this slow bullshit.
They're going to have to f***ing regroup. I mean, excuse me, regroup. And there you go. So that's what we got. And wait, where'd that come from?
And this is what Blitz sounds like on the Blitz.
Did you see the Brian Kelly incident? One of his assistant strength guys talking to a ref, maybe arguing with a ref. He was on the sideline, and all of a sudden, Brian Kelly sprints to the assistant strength coach, grabs him by the and starts him repeatedly.
Guinness is going vegan. The brewer is shaking up its original recipe after 256 years to fit the diet of vegetarian and vegan drinkers. The company plans to stop using a gelatin-like substance made from in its filtration process.
You will let Drake your daughter?
Drake is not a bad-looking guy. Whatever he does to her, I'm going to do to him.
Nobody can as much as Flip Saunders, and I mean nobody.
Here he is, a pro basketball coach, and yet would the most highly prized player, whether it was KG or a guy that may deliver mail or clean the bathrooms after games, he everybody the same.
I am a monkey fan. I can stand in a zoo and them all day long. And my dad was in the animal business and over 5,000 wild animals. And he always was, no matter what, he would hand somebody a card and said, be sure and come out and my monkey.
This has been the Weekend Blippage on ESPN 97.5.
That's gross and illegal.
And no wonder PETA was upset about that monkey. Okay, I have the actual non-conference schedules for UH, the updated ones. Oklahoma, Lamar, Texas State, Louisville next year. So getting Oklahoma and Louisville.
That's good.
2017, Arizona, Texas Tech, Rice. 2018, Rice, Arizona, Texas Tech. And they play Oklahoma, Kansas in 2019, Kansas in 2020. Tech and Vanderbilt in 21, and Tech again in 22. So they're going to have legitimate opponents on their schedule pretty much every year. So that's why if you have a big year this year, going to next year, play OU, beat them the first week. Holy bleep.
Yeah.
You're going to – I can't read this text. It's pretty funny. But we haven't had a chance to talk about this yet. I'm sure we'll get to it tomorrow. But what the hell did Twitter do with the like button?
There's no more favorites. There's – hearts now.
What the hell? I feel a little awkward hearting something that one of you guys do. It just makes me feel very strange.
Yep.
But then I never favorited anything to begin with.
Well, see, I do. It's a way that I like to acknowledge that some people said something cool, but I'm too busy to respond when we're doing the show or something. Or sometimes it's just, you know, just like say, hey, that made me laugh without responding and saying, hey, that made me laugh. And I think it's kind of, I feel a little weird about hearting it.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that either. It makes me feel weird to heart somebody's stuff. I don't usually favorite things either unless I want to go back and find them later.
Mm. I say I favorite a lot of stuff.
I don't. I don't like that.
RJ says,
I don't like when people favorite my stuff either.
LSU.
Especially now.
LSU.
No, I think they want me.
LSU versus Ohio State. Ohio State would be -1. David Malinsky says OSU -5.5.
Oh. So I'll take LSU +5.5.
Yeah, I would too. I would too.
Especially, I don't know about one, but 5.5. That's
interesting. Of course, we'll never get to see these matchups. You know that.
No, of course not.
Oh, well. All right. Well, we're not going to take the show out as usual because I have something to tell you about, but I do want to say great job, Jong, and great job, AJ.
Hey,
today.
Thanks, man.
It's kind of a fun show. All right, guys. Got to tell you about my good friends at the Houston Can Academies. And I've told you how they're changing lives, and it's such a great thing they do over there. They take at-risk kids who have dropped out of school. They don't know what to do, and they provide them an educational environment that's going to help them finish up and go on and do great things in their life. And these are kids that would have never gotten a chance otherwise. And every day they're changing lives, and you can help. You can help change lives. All you have to do is donate that vehicle that you're not using. If you've got anything that's sitting out in the yard that you were going to work on, you were going to get fixed, maybe you were going to get around to selling it, and you never did, well, guess what? Give them a call. They're going to come pick it up no matter where you are. If you're in Beaumont, they'll come over there. They'll tow it for free. They'll help you with the paperwork, and your donation's tax deductible. So you get rid of that thing, and you help them raise money to help these kids to get meals, to get transportation, to get glasses if they need them to read, and to help them get an education and help them change lives. If you donate today, guess what? You're going to get a $50 Visa gift card. It's just their way of saying thank you. You got to tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. But give them a call, man. 713-225-4226. This is such a great cause, and they do such great work. Really appreciate what you guys have done so far. But Donate that vehicle right now. It's tax deductible. 713-225-4226 or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. And remember, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.